It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sunny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sunny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu every morning from 7 till 8, you can get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee for just $10. Visit Sunny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So over the past couple weeks, I'd say, we have been talking about different ways that AI is affecting our lives.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the jobs that it may
eliminate.
Replace.
Yes, right.
So I thought that this week, we would do a theme week.
The whole week?
The whole week.
Okay.
On some odd jobs that don't exist anymore.
Okay.
And not because of AI, but just because.
Because they were odd.
Time marches on.
Okay.
And they were weird jobs to begin with.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear some.
So the first one we're going to start off with is the barber surgeon.
Well, the barber surgeon.
Which
okay.
is exactly what it sounds like.
No.
The barber surgeon.
The barber who also, the barber who also surgeons?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Now, this was long before, medical school, things like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So first recognized around 1000 AD, the barber surgeon was one of the most common European medical practitioners of the Middle Ages.
Wow.
And they were generally charged with caring for soldiers during and after battle, but also civilians.
Also, yeah, regular
folk. In this era, surgery was seldom conducted by physicians.
No.
But instead by barbers.
By the barber.
Who, possessing razors, they had the right tools, right?
Right, sure.
And coordination, indispensable to their trade,
yeah.
were called upon for numerous tasks, from cutting hair to amputations.
Sometimes just convenience.
Really,
that's all you
runs
need.
The whole gamut there.
Yeah. You got a knife. Let's do it.
In this period, not surprisingly, surgical mortality was very high due to blood loss and infection.
And letting the barber do the surgery.
And letting your barber do it, yet since doctors thought that bloodletting treated illness, barbers also applied leeches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
awesome.
Physicians considered themselves to be above surgery.
Oh, okay.
Physicians mostly observed surgical patients and offered consulting, but otherwise often chose academia or working at universities.
Yeah, I'm not getting involved
in
that.
We're not getting our hands dirty.
I'll watch.
We will consult. We will give you our opinion, but we're not doing the dirty work.
I'll recommend you to a good barber, but after that, you're on your own.
That's right.
Yeah.
So because physicians perform surgery so rarely, the Middle Ages saw a proliferation of barbers among other medical paraprofessionals. A barber surgeon could perform surgical procedures, including bloodletting, cupping therapy, and pulling teeth.
Oh, wow.
Barbers could also provide the traditional services of cutting hair and shaving or trimming facial hair. During wartime, the barber surgeon served in the army, but during peacetime, he practiced among civilians.
Right.
It wasn't until 1745 that England's professional organization for barbers and surgeons split into the separate Company of Surgeons and the Company of Barbers. What really cemented...
It's kind of... They're really two, like, vocations that you would think would never be paired together.
Right.
The surgeon and
a barber. Right, I know.
I mean... But, you could tell me a mechanic and a surgeon first. I'd be like, well, yeah, they kind of get things working. And I mean, I could stretch it.
Yeah. But
a barber?
I know.
I don't know.
They did have the right tools, I suppose.
Well, they suppose.
I guess. So what really cemented the dramatic rise in status for surgeons from the undereducated, unskilled barbers to highly paid doctors was the development of anesthesia.
Oh.
Yeah, that helped. That helped things a bit.
Okay.
Anesthesia's first medical use in 1846 was a game changer, paving the way for medicine to become more safe, effective, and reliable.
Yeah.
On October 16th, 1846, a dentist named William Morton gave the first public demonstration of ether at Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital.
Great.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, few traces of barber's links with the surgical side of the medical trade remain.
Mm.
One
yes.
Is the traditional red and white barber's pole.
Barber pole.
Yes.
All that blood.
The striped poles you see outside barbershops are a legacy of the barber surgeon's practice of bloodletting.
What a nice reminder.
I know.
Keep that around.
The typical barber surgeon's equipment for bloodletting or applying leeches consisted of a staff for the patient to grab onto, causing the veins of their arm to stand out.
Great. Yeah.
They also had a basin to catch and hold the leeches and a number of linen bandages. Often the bandages were tied or twisted around the staff, which was capped with a blood bowl so that everything was, you know, all right there when they needed it.
Wow.
And so the equipment would then be placed outside, you know, to dry.
Yeah.
And to dry the wash bandages and to act as an advertisement. And so that's why we have the red.
An advertisement.
And the, yeah, get
that's
your bloodletting here.
It.
Here we go.
Okay.
Haircut, bloodletting. What do you need? We'll
can
do
I,
it.
Can I be honest with you? I think not only are we glad the barbers don't do the surgery anymore, I think barbers are probably a little relieved of this too.
Yeah.
Have you
been
to Supercuts? Could you imagine the stress?
Yeah.
Have you,
it's a lot.
You know, you got to color hair. And then you got to
go
like,
in the back and like put some leeches on a guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
It's a lot. So over time, bloodletting fell out of practice, thankfully.
Yeah.
And the tools of the trade disappeared from barbers' shops as they concentrated on hair, as they should.
Yes.
To maintain tradition and advertise their services with a recognizable symbol, many barbers placed wooden poles outside their shops, which they painted with stripes and topped with a ball to represent and resemble the staff and bandage and basin situation that they used to use.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of barbers are familiar with that? Like, I know they know the barber pole. Do you know they know the history of it?
I don't know.
Like, their lineage?
No, they do know.
Where they come from?
They do
their
know.
Their noble profession?
I know.
Saving lives or not
well,
saving lives?
Well, not saving lives in most cases, probably.
Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the barber surgeon, did you?
Yes. So we're going to play a song by Humble Pie called I Don't Need No Doctor.
I got a beautician. I don't need
a
doctor.
I got a barber. What do you need a doctor for?
Right. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world is Humble Pie, and I don't need no Dr. Sarah Dumont. Why did we just play that record?
Because
this part of it.
We were talking about the barber surgeon.
Yes.
Which is an odd job that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Which is our theme week.
It is. It is. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Weekly Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, barber surgeons were first recognized around 1000 AD.
Barber surgeons were one of the most common medical practitioners of the Middle Ages.
And barber poles are red and white to represent their former practice of bloodletting.
Bloodletting, what a mess.
General surgery.
Sweeping up the hair and mopping up the blood.
Yeah.
Wowza. All right, wonderful.
I think we can all agree that's a job that we're glad doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so too. Folks want to learn more about barber surgeons. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. It's going to be a great theme week. We're talking about odd jobs that don't exist anymore. Barber surgeon kicks it off. We've got four more this week. And we're looking forward to episode 2 tomorrow at 4:10.
Me too.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right. We've got traffic with Melanie Sands next. Forecast with Josh and a lot more of your favorites, CCR, The Beatles, and more as we make our way to 5 o'clock and the legendary Drive at 5.